ஷன்னாமித்ரஸ்ய மருணஹ ஷன்னா பவத்வர்யமான் ஷன்ன இந்திரோ ப்ரஹஸ்பதிஹ ஷன்னோ விஷ்ணுருருக்ரமஹ நமோ ப்ரஹ்மணே நமஸ்தே வாயோ தமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்மாஸி தாமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்ம வதிஷ்யாமி ஹ்ருதம் வதிஷ்யாமி சத்யம் வதிஷ்யாமி தன்மாமவது தத்பக்தாரமவது அவது மாம் அவது பக்தாரம். ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஸ்தாபகாய ச தர்மஸ்ய சர்வ தர்ம ஸ்வரூபிணே அவதார வரிஷ்டாய ராமகிருஷ்ணாய தே நமஹம். ஸ்ரீராமகிருஷ்ணம் ஜெகதாம் சரண்யம் பிரம்மானந்தம் பிரம்மசமாதிஷ்டம் தச்சிஷ்யவர்யம் புருஷோத்தமஞ்ச குருவதிவாம் நித்யமஹம் நமாமி. கிருஷ்ணாய வாசுதேவாய ஹரயே பரமாத்மனே பிரணதக்லேசநாசாய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமஹம். சர்வஸ்வரூபே சர்வேஷே சர்வசக்தி சமன்விதே மயேபியஸ்தாஹினோ தேவி துர்க்கே தேவி நமோஸ்துதே. ஆபதாபஹர்தாரம் தாதாரம் சர்வசம்பதாம் லோகாபிராமம் ஸ்ரீராமம் பூயோ பூயோ நமாம்யஹம். Now after some time, Hiranyakashipu called his son Prahlada. When Prahlada was still adamant in taking the name of the Supreme Lord, the Lord Narayana, whom Hiranyakashipu considered as his sworn enemy. So Hiranyakashipu asked him, "Hey, please tell me, the entire world is quaking when they hear my names. They are all so terrified about me. How is it? You are a chit of a boy and you are not afraid of me. What actually is the secret behind it? Who is the strength behind you? Who is that fellow because of whom you are so fearless?" Then he says, now the answer he gives is something very, very peculiar. He says, "O King, O Father, you know, Sanahurra Vanam Brahmanda Nikaya Jake Balu Virinja Harisam பாலதசஜதஹரதஹயதசசீசம். தி சேம் க்வெஸ்சன் வாஸ் ஆஸ்க்ட் பை ராவணா வென் ஆஃப்டர் டிவாஸ்டேட்டிங் தி என்டையர் அசோக்வன், த ஹனுமான்ஜி வாஸ் ப்ராட் பிஃபோர் ராவணா. ஹி சீஸ், யூ ஆர் எ ஸ்மால் மங்கி, ஹவு டிட் யூ டேர் டு டிவாஸ்டேட் மை லேண்ட் and my dear Ashokman? Then he says, the one who gave the strength to Brahmaji for creating, the one who gave the full strength to Vishnu for looking after us and maintaining us and sustaining the entire world, and the one who gave the strength to Lord Shiva for destruction in the time of the deluge, the pralaya, well, he is behind me, nobody else. So in the same way, na kevalam me bhavatascha rajanne savibalam balinam na chaparesham. The one who gave you this kingdom, the one who gave you incomparably strong so that everybody is afraid of you, the one who is now behind me is the same. They are the same. So the one who brought you to this condition, he is the one who is also my strength. And he is everywhere. Then Hiranyakashipu asked him, Kvasav irisu sarvatra kasma stambhena drishyate. The court where this entire conversation was taking place, it was a court full of various pillars, very heavy pillars. And Hiranyakashipu pointed out one pillar. Well, you say, your God is everywhere. Is he in this pillar? And then with his hand, he gave a big slap on that pillar. The pillar broke, and out of it came a strange being, which was antasavayam navshadadhritam adushata adbhutam alpam udvahani stambhe sabhayam namrgam namanusham. He saw something which was very strange. It was neither an animal nor it was completely a man. It was half animal and half man. Nobody has seen such a scenery earlier in their lives. And Hiranyakashipu knew that this Lord Vishnu, who is a Mayavi, who is full of magic, he is the one who has created all these illusions. So he is the same. So he just goes and tries to catch hold of Narasimha. Narasimha Avatara, this is Lord Vishnu himself, came in this form. Because Brahmaji has given him a boon that Hiranyakashipu will never be killed by an animal. Hiranyakashipu will never be killed by a man. So here is a case of a being which is neither a man nor an animal. It is in between. So in order to make the boon a truth, he has to come in this way. He caught hold of Hiranyakashipu, put him below his portion, on his lap, and then with his nails in the hand, he just broke his stomach completely, so that the kidney, the intestine, everything came out, including the heart. Completely he cut into pieces. Because again, the boon told that he will not be killed by any weapon. You cannot say this is a weapon. This is my normal state. So the Lord again used only this. And again he has told that he will neither die in the air nor will he die in the earth. So he put him on his lap. The lap is neither the air nor the earth. And not only that, he came in the Sandhya Kala. There is evening, 6 o'clock, when the daytime was going, and the night was to come. So you cannot call it day, you cannot call it night. He has taken a vow that Hiranyakashipu cannot be killed at night, Hiranyakashipu cannot be killed in daytime. So he has fulfilled all the conditions. The other condition was Hiranyakashipu will not die inside the house. Hiranyakashipu will not die outside the house. So he brought him to the door. You cannot call this portion, this exit door, neither it is inside nor outside. So he sat there and put him on the lap, and then he finished it. So thus all the conditions which Hiranyakashipu had put were all fulfilled after the lost. Thus when such a big asura, a demon, has been killed by the Lord, who is a menace to the entire world, then all the people were happy. The Manus, the Nagas, the Vidyadharas, all the Devatas, including Indra, everybody was happy. All of them were praising the Lord for ridding them of such a menace to the world. Then, after doing that, the face of Narasimha was worse. He was sitting there. That anger with which he killed Hiranyakashipu, who was the cause of torturing his bhakta, Prahlada. That is why he was angry, not because of anything else. Prahlada was a small boy. He tried to kill him by so many means, by giving him poison, by running elephants over his body. So he was very angry with him. Now, none of the gods dared to go anywhere near him. They slowly called Lakshmi. Lakshmi is after all your husband. You just go to him. She saw from a distance. This is not my husband. He's a very angry creature. No, I won't go. Then they requested Prahlad, Beta Prahlad, you alone can dare to go to him. He cannot do anything to you. So please, you go and try to pacify the anger of the Lord. So he goes and then he begins to praise the Lord. It is a very big prayer. But one or two things. He says, Naham bibhem medyate ati bhayanakasim ikhvakya netra bhrikuti rabhaso pradantra anvasyaja kshataja kesara shankhu karna vikrada bhita dhikima andarabhinna. He says, Lord, I am only afraid of one thing in this world. I am not afraid of you, even though you look so terrifying. Not at all. But I am definitely afraid of this entire world. I don't want to be in this world and become worldly. I will be completely involved. I will be entangled in this. I can never, never come out. I will be having cycles of birth and death, repeatedly. I do not want it. I am only afraid of that. Samsara chakra kadanath. Rasadam Pranita. I am only afraid of it. And then he says, Lord, I want nothing from you. I have already seen that a lot of wealth, a lot of power, and everything was there with my father. What was there which he didn't possess? All the world can desire he had. But what happened to them all? In 1 minute, he is gone. And where is his power now? And where is his terrifying look now? He's just lying 6 feet long, that's all. Helpless. So I don't want all these evanescent things which can remain today and disappear tomorrow. సో కాలాత్మనో ప్రేమం విజభృత్య పార్శ్వం లార్డ్ ఐ ఓన్లీ వాంట్ వన్ థింగ్ యూ టేక్ మీ విత్ యూ లెట్ మీ బీ విత్ యూ దట్స్ ఆల్ ఐ వాంట్ దెన్ ద లార్డ్ సేస్ హా ఐ విల్ టేక్ యూ విత్ మీ దట్ యూ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ దెన్ హీ సేస్ దట్ ఈస్ యోర్సెల్ఫ్ టేకింగ్ మీ అలోన్ See, all these Maharshis, they were all selfish. Trayena devamuneham svabhimuktikamaham maunam charanti vijuyena parasthanishtaham. All these munis are svabhimuktikamaham. They all want their own moksha. That is all. They are not concerned with anybody. Yes. But I had grown with all these boys, all these asuras, these asura boys, they had grown with me, they had studied with me. I can't go alone. So please, if you want to give me moksha, give them all moksha, allow them to come with me, let me go along with them. Naitan vihaya kripanan yumamukshiya kaham. I don't want to have my moksha alone, leaving all these poor chaps. Afterwards, who will give them moksha? God only knows, they are all demon boys. They will grow into demons and all have got demonical qualities. When will they get sattva-guna and when will they do sadhana and when will they reach you? This is the only occasion. Please allow them to come with me. Then he says, well, he didn't answer that. He says, Prahlada, I am highly pleased with you. Varam nishwa abhimatam kamha purvasmyaham nrinam. Whenever anybody asks any desires, I am here to fulfill all their desires, whatever the desire may be. So ask me for a boon. And she says, Kamanam Hridyasamroham. God, please never tempt me. You give me this boon that I should never get any desire in my life to ask for boons. I don't want anything. So this is what I want. Let no desire sprout from my heart at any time. That's all the... Then, even though she told like that, she says, yes, I can ask you for one boon. The boon is my father. He is definitely a wicked fellow. He had tortured everybody, all the gods, all the maharshis, and all the devotees. Here, but still, he was my father. So, Lord, if you don't mind, tasma pitame puyete duranta dustaradagati. He ultimately he lay down in your lap, seeing your face, he died. So, naturally, I am sure all his sins would have been washed off by that. So, please don't send him to hell. Where he will be tortured. Give him some nice place where he will spend some good time and then he will come back and he will have a nice janma where he will be able to think of you. So that's all I want. This is the first time in life, in anybody's life, that God had offered, you asked me any boon and then he said, sorry, I can't give you. This is the one case where Bhagavan told him, I am very sorry, I can't give you this boon. Why? He said, look here, this boon is already granted to you without my giving it. a family where a person like Prahlada, such a great devotee, has been there. 27 generations in the front and in the back. They have all been completely purified and they have all got a good place. So it is not in my hand, they are already there. That is why I can't give you. That's it. Now, the story of Hiranyakashipu is thus over. Now, it is a conversation between Narada and Dharmaputra, and that Shukadeva is now telling to Vajaparishi. So, Narada wanted to know, and who was the Tripurasura whom Lord Shiva went and destroyed? Tripura means the three cities. The Asura was having three cities which were able to fly. They will just go and sit on a big city and the city will be over, finished. And all the three were devils. Nobody can catch them. They will fly away. Before you can shoot at them, they will go away to another place. The city will fly. So they were called Tripuras. Tripuras or Tripura also means the one who has got the three bodies. We have got three types of bodies. Number one is the gross body which you are seeing with the hands and all that. When this dies, what is it that goes in the next birth inside another body? When this body has died, then that is called the Sukshma Sharira or the subtle body. This subtle body consists of various things, including the Panchabhutas, that is earth, fire, water, space, etc. And also the mind. The mind, the specific items like I didn't like Shantananda, I like Krishnamurti, this sort of likes and dislikes with people, that is lost. But the general memory will be there. I dislike sugar. So the child, when it is born in the next birth, from childhood, when sugar is given, it doesn't like it. So this sort of things, the general conditioning of the mind which has been obtained in the previous birth, that goes along with this. I like cigarettes. Well, that comes. So when he is 4 years old, whether his father is not, he goes backwards and with the servant, he takes, hey, give me one cigarette, and he begins to take. This is because of the conditioning from the previous birth. So all these conditionings go along with that Sukshma Sharira. Then apart from that, there's a third sharira, which is called the Karana Sharira or the causal body. Karana Sharira means the one which was responsible for your taking birth at all. What is responsible for it? It was ignorance. As you never knew as to who that final reality was, because of that you are suffering. You consider your drama as something real. So all the troubles and miseries and tribulations in this birth, you think they are real and you are praying to God. You say, hi, hi, why all these things are coming to me? All these diseases are coming to me. Cancer is coming to me. So all these things. So, now these three are also called Tripura. Then who can destroy all these three? Only then the soul is released. The soul will become one with the Lord. See, so long as the bulb is there, the electricity will be there. When the bulb gets fused, what happens to electricity? Then only this electricity merges with the total electricity. The same thing happens for this also. So, this is the Tripurasura. And whenever the Lord went inside the city and he was trying to fight with him, so many people died. Tripuras, so many, that force, the entire force, the entire army, they all died. But they had the benefit of, there is a big well. The well was full of amrit, that is nectar. They will drop all the people there, they will get rejuvenated, again they will get alive, and they will be released, go and fight again. So, nobody is killed. To avoid it, Lord Vishnu, along with Brahma, they go as a cow and a calf. And they go to the well, and they put their head down, and they drink away all the amrit which was there, so that it becomes dry and there was no more. And then they ran away. Nobody, people were all seeing, but somehow they were all under a delusion. They couldn't move their hand or foot, so they didn't run away. Now Lord Shiva goes and he opens his third eye and thus kills the Tripurasura. It's a sad story, a small story. How the Lord alone can kill your three shariras. Otherwise, we will always have. So even if this body goes, again you have to take birth, because the other subtle body is there. Thus, the seventh skanda is over. In the last, of course, he tells the various dharmas, the various laws governing sannyas, governing the grihasthas. So, for grihasthas, what should they do? Vasudeva arpanam sakshatin upasita mahabudim. So, a man who is there as a householder, what he should do? Rajan kriya kurvanni grihochitaha. Whatever is required to remain in the house, going to the office, going to the market. So whatever is required for running the house, he has to do. He can do all these things, but with all these things he should say, Vasudevarpanam, all these things I don't do. It is all being done by the Lord. Everything I am dedicating to the Lord. So don't say, oh, I went to the market today, I am tired. You neither went nor are you tired. It's all He, the Lord alone. So you do Vasudevarpanam. Now in this seventh skanda, this is the 14th dhyaya, the second and third sloka. And further, satsanga chanake sangam atma jaya atma jadishu. Now, naturally living in the house, you develop attachment towards your wife, towards your sons, towards your ATM card. So all these are there. So how to get released from that? Why, as a grihastha, wherever you find some holy men are giving lectures, go and live in their holy company for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, as long as you can, by repeatedly going and being in the company of such holy men. Slowly your attachment towards your house, your father, mother, wife, sons, all these things will leave you. Slowly they will leave you. It cannot immediately. Satsangat chanakaihi. Chanakaihi means very, very slowly. it will take place. It won't take place in one day. With this, the seventh skandha is over. So as I told, the seventh skandha just gives you the categorization as to what sort of vasanas are latent tendencies from the previous birth. They follow you in this birth and then they propel you to do the same good deed or bad deed which you are doing in your previous birth. That is called vasanas. So that vasanas can be divine vasanas or it can be demonical vasanas. Both it can be. And now we come to the eighth skandha. It starts with a beautiful story. The Sugadeva starts with a story. He says, Asit Girivaro Rajanem Trikuta Iti Vishyata. With three peaks, there is a big mountain. On that mountain, there lived one of the big king of the elephants. And it had a lot of followers, mostly all ladies and his children. He had several wives and children, and he was the leader of the entire tribe. And he used to go, there were a lot of talab, that is the water tanks here and there. They will go, they will have their bath, and then with that trunk, they will take the water, the one will throw it on the other will throw it on this. Thus they will spray each other with the water, and thus they were playing. Not for one day, not for 2 days, for thousands of years. They were not aware of the time passing. The time passed. And as the time passes, now when you come to an older age, then all the physical problems become more prominent. And one day what happened was, a crocodile caught hold of the feet of that chief elephant, that elephant chief, we call him Gajendra. Indra means the chief elephant. He tried to shake his feet off, it was not possible. It is a crocodile grip, they call it. It is not a grip which can be easily dispensed with. And sometimes, with all its might, the elephant will draw the crocodile to the shore. And the crocodile with all its might will then draw the elephant back into the waters. Thus, they were fighting. And all his children, wives and all those elephants, they formed a chain. The one will take hold of the other's trunk, the other one will take hold of the other's trunk, and thus they made a big chain, and then they tried to pull him back. They were unable to pull him back. It was there. So thus thousands of years went away. Now they thought, this fellow is gone. What is the use of this chief? He is going to die. So they all left him alone. They went away. That's what will happen. Adi Shankara has told the same thing. So long as you are yearning, your son, your daughter, your wife, they will all be very happy with you. The day when you retire, well, what happens, nobody can see. There is a great poet called Nilakantha Dikshita. He was there perhaps within about 500 years or 600 years. He was the Diwan of a king And then when he retired, he wrote a beautiful book called Vairagya Satakam. 100 shlokas on Vairagya. Similarly, there is another poet called Bhartrudi. He has also written another Vairagya Satakam. They are all very good to read. Even when I was small, my father made me read the Vairagya Satakam of Bhartrudi. This I read much later, very much later. The first shloka of this Nirgandhisha is Yamaradham na ganitamidam jivitam va dhanam va. To please whom, in all these years, I never bothered about my life, I never bothered about money, I was spending money like water in order to please my wife. If she said, this Diwali I want a diamond necklace, somehow or other, I took money, I took loans, and went and purchased and gave. Yasya pritihi manasi kalita jayasi mokshatopi. And when she got that, when she smiled at me, oh, this is so nice of you, thank you. Then I thought, this is something greater than moksha. I don't want moksha. And her smile is more than moksha. Jayasi mokshatopi. And the same wife now, she doesn't consider me equal to a blade of grass, she says. And the next shloka is about his sons. She says, in order to teach my sons at night, I never bothered about my food, about my own food. I never bothered about my own sleep. Always together I was teaching them. And those very boys now they say, what did you do? Prakthana janmaladda prigyon mesha yuvachataniyaha. Now my sons say, I was brilliant. From my previous birth, I have inherited very good memory, very good intelligence, very good IQ. So we came first. We got all our scholarships. What did you do? So they don't consider me as anything. Then friends, like that, there are 100 shlokas. So even 500 years back, it was there. But now, I don't know. Suddenly, it's an ordinary elephant. Its life is ebbing out. In no time, it's going to die. For thousands of years, she had no food. Someone has been managing. But now, the day of death is nearing. And suddenly, he thought, now who can save me? Only that Lord. Bhitam prapannam paripatiyat bhayati. He is the only one who can save people who are afraid and then who seek the shelter in this week. Lord, now nobody is there in this world. You alone can save me. So what happened? He began to tell prayers. What sort of prayers? Jajapa paramam japyam. Rajanmanyanshitam. Now we come to the third adhyaya in Ashtamaskanda. See, how did he remember the prayers? After all, you don't expect an elephant to remember the prayers. And you see, the prayer is not ordinary prayer. The entire prayer is full of Vedantic high truths of Vedanta. How? Rajanmanyanshitam. All these things it has learnt in its previous birth. In its previous birth, when it was a king, he has been doing a lot of spiritual sadhanas, and he has been praying and doing puja. At that time, he had done so many prayers. All those prayers came back to the memory now. All those prayers came back to the memory now. Prajanman and Shichidam, those which were learned in the previous birth, they all came back. And then it began to pray. Yasminidam yatascedam yasyedam yedam swayam yosmat parasmat chapara tam prapadye swayambhuvam. I seek refuge in the feet of the Supreme Lord. Yasminidam, this entire world is based on Him. But He is the foundation for all of us. If He is not there, we cannot live for one moment. It is because of then yatascedam, we have all come out of Him. We are the dream figures of that Lord. So He is the reason because of which we have all come. We have all been created. Yasyedam, we belong to Him. Lock, stock and barrel, we all belong to the Lord. Ye idam swayam, the Lord Himself has become all. So I do not exist. I am that universal energy. I am not an individual called Shantananda at all. So ye idam swayam, He Himself, ye idam swayam, apne aap, by Himself, He has become all these things. Yosmat parasmat chaparaham. Even though He has become all of us, you can't say that He is all the men only, that's all. No, He is much, much beyond. So, yosmat parasmat chaparaham tam prapadye swayambhuvam. Then I bow to Him. Nayasya deva rishe padam viduhu jantupana kohruti gantumi hiritum. Even the lords, even the great gods, they do not know the Supreme Reality. They do not know who He is. They have never seen Him. They have never had a glimpse of Him. Great Maharshis, they have been doing penance for thousands and thousands of years. But they have never been able to get a direct glimpse of the Supreme Being. Naisa deva arche padam viduhum. And I am an ordinary animal. How can I pray to Him? Jantupana kurti gantu miritum yatarada sagrati virvicheshtato. The Lord is just like an actor. He is taking all the form. The entire thing is His drama. And then He says, how is the Lord? Namo namaste akhila karanaya. Namo namaste akhila karanaya. Nishkaranaya abhuta karanaya. This Supreme Being, where from He has come? Who created Him? What is His cause? It's causeless. He was there of Himself. The energy is never created. The energy can never be destroyed. It has always been there. So it has never been created. It had no cause by itself. Nishkaranayam. Then Adbhuta Karanayam. But this is the cause for the entire world. The entire world has come from Him. He is the cause. Not an ordinary cause. Adbhuta karanaya. Astonishing and amazing. What is amazing about Him? He has created us. No. When you have got a lot of mud at one place, and you are taking the mud, you are preparing mud jars. So the more the number of jars you prepare, the cost is becoming less and less and less. The the mud is being exhausted, so the stock of the mud is being reduced. Normally, that is what happens to the karana. But here is a case where such a big world has come out of him, but even a little in the Lord's body has not become less. He has been remaining as it is. So, this is the Adbhuta Karma. Everywhere the cause gets reduced, when the action out of it gets more and more and more. The more the number of jobs, the less the stock of mud. Here is a case where so many pots have been made, but still that mud remains the same called the Lord. And that is the book. So it's a very big one. So I only wanted to Atmatma Japta Grevitta Janet Saktaihi Dushprabhanayan. Who can obtain that Lord? The people Atma, Atmaja, Griha, Vitta, Janeshu. Those people who are completely engaged, who are completely attached to the self, to my own body, Atma, Atmaja, my sons and daughters, then my money, my current account, my SB account, and my ATM, I don't know what else is there. So, the people who are attached, Dushtrapanai, they can never hope to get him. They can never hope to get him. Guna Sangha Vivarjitaye, he has no gunas. You cannot say him, he has got Rajoguna, nor can you say he has got Sattoguna, nor can you say he has got Tamoguna. He is beyond the gunas, is the Gunatita. Muktatva Visho Hridaye Paribhavidaye. Those who have been completely released from the bondage, like the great Maharshis, Muktatma Vi, they got him, they saw him, where? Not outside. So Hridaye Paribhavidaye, they saw him in their own heart. They had a glimpse, they came very close to him, he had an intimate contact with him, but in the heart. Paribhavidaye, then. Atyadbhutam tacharitam sumangalam gayanta ananda samudramagnaham. And his story as to how many incarnations he took as a boar, as a fish, and as a man, as Parashurama, as Vamana, and what sort of Leela she did, what sort of disposition she did, oh Lord, they were all wonderful. And the people are so happy about it, and people sing about it, their glories, they sing, and they dance, sing while singing them. Isya Brahma Yodevaham Vedalokasharajuraham Namarupe Vedene Talvyajakalyakritaham. All these Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, and all these various worlds, and here itself, all the movables, all the immovables, immovables like the mountain, and movables like you and I. Nama Rupa Vedena. We are given them various names. We call one serpent, we call one as man. Among men, we call one man as Shantananda, another man as Ramamurti, Krishnamurti. So, we are given several names, but all of us have been made out of one drop of the Supreme Being. Phalvya Chakalyartha. A little has been taken from me, and out of that this entire thing has been created. Like that, when it evam gajendra upavarnita nirvishesham nirmhatiyo vidha vivudalinga pidabhimanaha. Now, when it called on the Supreme Lord, please come and save me, Brahma said, he has not said one word about Brahma, he is not calling me, why should I bother? He never went. Then Lord Shiva said, he never told Shiva, Mahadeva, so he never told about me. I don't know whom he is asking. Let that man go, I am not going anywhere. So he never came. So all those people, they got their own attributes and qualities, they want to be called by that. Then the one who doesn't have any attributes, the one who doesn't have any names, he is the ultimate supreme being. Well, here we call him as Krishna, we call him as Narayana, and we call him as Hari. So that Hari, he was in a hurry to save him. So he just sat on Garuda and told Garuda, come on, quick, he's in danger, take me over there. And he came. Do you believe it? That elephant cried here in one small part on a mountain, and the Lord, the Supreme Lord, came flying to save him. Well, I can give you a parallel incident which has happened in the recent past, within about 200 years perhaps. There is a big village on the Pacific Ocean, on the shores of the Pacific Ocean. It is a place full of pearls. So, a number of pearl divers only lived there. And every day, one diver will wear all the diving equipment and he will go down. And the other one will be standing here. If he doesn't come back within 10 minutes, then he will himself wear and he will go and search for him. They always goes in twos, they go in twos. And among the divers, there is one man called Butfair Johnson. This Butfair Johnson, he was a drunkard, number one. He never believed in any God. But he was a very good diver. One day he came along with his friend for diving. He said, today is a nice day. I am sure to get a lot of birds. Otherwise, they will get the oyster shells. When you open it, there will be nothing in it. On one day, they will get hundreds, but not a single bird. On another day, they will get 20, and all the 20 will be full of birds. Nobody can see. And this fellow went down, but fair Johnson. His friend was standing outside. When he went down, he found a lot of nice, they're heavy. He said, they're all having birds. Today is my luck. He took them all and filled it up in his bag. Just then, one of the most dangerous animals of the ocean, it tried to attack him. It is called octopus. It has got 8 legs, and with one it will completely surround him with the leg, with one it will embrace him here, and with one it will embrace him here. He will be completely bound in those 8. So it is called octopus. And this octopus was straight coming at him. The way in which it came, its baleful eyes, they were all terrific to look at. But luckily, he had a mask. And they always attacked the eyes first. So he had an eye mask. It came with one slap from his leg, it tore away the mask from the face. His face was exposed. With another slap, he became unconscious and fell. While falling, even though he was a man who had never called on God, he was a Christian, he had never called on God. Just before he was losing his consciousness, he just cried, "Oh Lord, save me!" That's all. And he became unconscious. He didn't know what happened. And normally when it has stolen, it will tear him to pieces. He cannot survive. Suddenly when he opened his eyes, he found he was lying down on the shore. And his friend was standing beside him. And on his side, the octopus, cut into 7 pieces, was lying, and a long sword was lying. He told his friend, "My dear friend, I am extremely grateful to you. You have come down and saved me." He said, "No, my dear friend, I didn't go down at all. I didn't save you. After a little while, when you didn't come, then only I went down. When I went down, I saw you are lying down unconscious, and by your side this octopus was lying, cut into 7 pieces, and there is a sword. I don't know who did it. Oh my Lord. While I became unconscious, I called on him, and he alone could have saved me. Oh, what a fool I have been all my life." He ran to the local church. And he was weeping, weeping, weeping in the altar of Jesus. He said, "Lord, how can you ask for forgiveness? All my life I never believed in you. Now, I do believe in you. You are my savior. You are all for me." He was loudly talking because nobody else was there at that time. It was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Nobody comes to church at that time. So you see. But at one corner of the church, there's one man who was sitting. He had come for a vacation to that village. He was a very rich man. He was a billionaire of America. His name was Fillmore. P-H-I-L-M-O-R-E. Fillmore. He was witnessing all these things. Then he put his hands on the shoulders of Butfat Johnson. He took him out. "Come on, please tell me what all happened." Then he described how he was saved by the Lord. Then Fillmore told him, "Look here, Butfat, will you come with me to USA? I will give you enough to last for 4 lives. I will make you rich. You will have only one duty. Daily, for 2 hours, you will give a lecture. I am going to open an institution called the United School of Christianity. It is still there. I am going to open. There, the only item will be in the evening, you will lecture. You will say, just you will tell them what all happened to you, how you came back. This is all I want you to do. So every day you will have 2 sessions and you will tell. And I pay you whatever you want, I can pay. I want that people should hear it. And they'll be convinced when a man like you, an incorrigible vagabond who never believed in God, when you have come to this stage, and if you were to recount your tale, I am sure all of them would believe." This is an actual story which had happened. So we cannot say that such a thing would never have happened when it has happened in recent times. That's all. Only thing, it was not an elephant, it is a man. There is the only difference. And this elephant represented a man. The entire thing has got an esoteric meaning. It was in that Trikuta, that three-peaked mountain, that is this world. This world is, the entire building material for this world is the three gunas, sattva-guna, rajo-guna and tamo-guna. These are the qualities or modes by which all the people in the world are made. From the reptiles onwards up to men, all of us, the building blocks are these. Somebody may have 10% of one, 20% of another, and then 70% of another. There can be permutation, combinations in lakhs. And we are all, that's why each one looks as if we are different, but we are all made up of these three gunas. And being made up of three gunas, we are engaged in just enjoying this world. We think this world is capable of giving us permanent enjoyment. And ultimately, one day when the time takes toll, we become old, and when, see, there is no crocodile, he is talking of only arthritis. All the people, all the ladies you will find, Gujaratis, South Indians, all of them will be coming like this. So, this is the real this thing. And no amount of medicines cured it. I have myself taken a number of medicines, including glucosamine, which is the latest. But it doesn't help. The Lord alone can save us. That is the thing. So, then the Lord came, and here of course it says, the Lord came with his discus chakra and he sent it, and you know, who got moksha first? Not the devotee. The first the moksha, this crocodile got. You know why? It caught out of the feet of the bhakta. The one who catches hold of the feet of the bhakta, he said, he is to be first rewarded. So that is why. And here, this is another one. The same Bhagavata has been written in Telugu by one Potana. This Potana was a highly realized soul. And Bhagavan was showing him the entire Leela as it was. He never read any book. He saw. And then he was writing. He was writing. So he wrote that the Bhagavan was playing with Lakshmiji. Suddenly he heard the call of the Gajendra. And he immediately ran without taking any weapon, anything. And every day when he writes, his mama used to come. He will daily read out to him. But that day the mama told, "Fool, how can he go and fight against the crocodile with anything in his hand? You have taken something. So you are writing wrongly." He said, "I am not writing by myself. I am seeing it. God is going, but he has got nothing in his hand. So I am only writing what I am seeing, what the Bhagavan is showing me. So it cannot be wrong. Somehow I don't like it. It cannot be." The fellow went home. Then after about 3 weeks, in the house of Potana, some function was there, some puja. So they invited the uncle on that day. The uncle had come, so many people had come. They were inside, they were all talking. Suddenly some children, they came running from outside. "Mama, mama," they asked the uncle, "your son has fallen into the well there." "Huh?" He went running. There is a very big well. It was full of mire. Kitchen under. That's all. It was not a usable well. And the boy has fallen down. So immediately he jumped into the well to rescue his son. But he took out his son in his hand. But it was, the entire thing was so slippery. There is no hold. So he can't hold anything and come up. This is a long well. He went and he jumped into it all right. But he can't come out of it. Then people went, they brought a balti and a long rope and they put it through the chakda. And he held it with his one hand, with another hand he held. Then they all pulled it. He was saved. The moment he came out, everybody congratulated him. But Potana went and asked him, "Sir, when you went to save him, you would have taken some equipment. What did you go without anything?" "What? My son has fallen, I will waste time in taking equipments. So I just ran." He said, "This is what the Lord did." Bhagavan ke bacche hain. So naturally, he couldn't waste time in going and finding out where he kept his thing and keeping it in his hand and then taking his thing. So he went like that. Yes. So this is another story. And now, and a third point which comes out of it. Whatever you give to the Lord, you get it back from Him. You get it back from Him. In the previous birth, it had given that beautiful prayer. He got it back in this birth. There is a story all of you know. In a village there is a boy called Jim. His mother alone was there, father was not there. His mother was a genuine devotee of the Lord. Every day she will go to the church. This fellow Jim will accompany her. But Jim will say, "I don't like this your church, your cross, your Jesus. I will stay outside. You take 2 hours, I will be standing. You come back. Don't ask me to come inside." So he had never gone inside. The mother used to go and come back after 1 hour, half an hour, like that. And ultimately there was a day when his mother has become very old. She was in death bed. She was going to die either tonight or tomorrow morning. At that time she called her son Jim. "Jim, I am going to die. I want one small favor from you. Mother, I will give my life for you. Tell me whatever you want, I will do it." "Sure, sure. When I die, every day you go to the church. You don't go in the morning when there will be a lot of crowd. Go at 11 o'clock, there will be no crowd. You go inside. You need not bow down. You need not bend on your knees. You just stand before the Christ. And just not even outside, not loudly, inside you just say. Exactly 11 o'clock, you go daily and tell, 'Jesus, this is Jim. Jesus, this is Jim.' Only this much you do. Come out. That's all. Nothing else I want." "Oh, this is easy. I'll do it." Every day for 15 years, he will go there at 11 o'clock, go straight to the statue of Christ and tell, "Jesus, this is Jim," and he will come back. It so happened one day, because see, he was having some land and he was tilling it, and they were all living out of that one thing. But now the tractor, it had a repair, it had gone under repair. So he required one spare part. It was not available, it's a small village. She had to go to the city nearby. He had never gone to the cities. Anyway, he had to go. He went over there. Morning about 9 o'clock, there were so many lorries and so many buses, so many cars and taxis. He didn't know where to move, and at last he got caught among two or three of them at the same time. From one side a lorry, from another side a car, from another side a truck. He was completely smashed. He was alive, but he had hundreds of fractures in the body. Somebody said, he's lying here. So he took him to the hospital there. They had a hospital for all multi-fractures. Alone they had a special hospital. Luckily, the last bed number 50 was vacant. They put him there. So by 9:30 he was admitted. The next day morning, you see him. No doctor liked to come and do his rounds in the morning. The moment he comes, all of them will jump at him. What sort of hospital you are running? Through the night you are having pain and these nurses were not there. Nobody gave us any injections. You said pathetic injection. Where did they give? Nothing they gave. Like that, all the people will tell. Where is the nurse? The nurse was not available at all through the night. You sack her. So the senior doctors will never come. And in early morning, why should we come and go through their mouths? So nobody. Some new chap, a doctor, is fresh from the MD. He was off to come early in the morning. He was the Bakri. So he came in the morning. Full. He was told what will happen. He was afraid, oh Lord, save me from the mouth. He entered. That was the day when all of them were sitting in there. In fact, the first three, they decided this night they will die. But all of them were sitting nicely. He went and asked the first one, how are you? Beautiful, fine. Beautiful. Next man, how are you? Excellent. Excellent. He asked three, four people, all were nice. Nobody had any complaint. Then there is an old man who comes from his mohalla. The doctor is Mohalla. The doctor knew him to some extent. The morning walks he had made. He went to him and asked, what has happened in this hospital? All say everything is nice and overnight is not possible. Each one had several fractures and all that. This is all because of the guest which our bed number 50 had. Bed number 50 had a guest. He straight went to him. Jim, when you were admitted, you said, I have no friend, I have no relative. So, who was the guest who came to you yesterday? And what did he do to these people? He said, with a smile, with a reminiscent smile. Yesterday, it was exactly 11 o'clock. Nobody was here excepting all these people. They were all shouting and crying. One gentleman came in. He had a small beard. He had a long gown, chocolate gown, which was coming up his. And his eyes were full of compassion. He straight came to me. It was exactly 11. He told me, Jim, this is Jesus. Every day I have been going. Today he can't. So Jesus came to him. Jesus said, Jim, this is Jesus. And not only me, he looked at all the people. The moment he saw them all were cured completely. He disappeared. That's all he wanted. They were all surprised. And all of them were discharged at the same time. The hospital had not a single bed occupied. So there is the case. And after purchasing his spare part, he went back. Every day he used to go since then to the church. He will sit for half an hour to 1 hour. He will pray heartily to the Lord. And he used to come back. This is called the story of Jim. This was enacted at Bangalore in presence of Satya Sai Baba by some people. She was all praised for it. This story. That's all. So, what he gave, he got back. He was daily going, so Christ came back to him. Similarly, this Rajjanmanyan Shikshitam, in the previous Janma, it had learnt and then it had been praying to the Lord. And in this Janma, where he got back the benefit of it, he remembered the entire thing and he prayed. The Lord Himself came to rescue him. Now, Evam Gajanda Purnita Nirvishesham Tatra Akilamaya Bhayo Hari Ravira Siti. When nobody came, neither Brahma nor Lord Shiva, then Lord Hari, He came there and He gave first the moksha to that crocodile, and then this was also released and it got his moksha. When it came near, what is there when the Lord Himself has come? I have to offer Him something. I got nothing. I've been fighting all these 1,000 years. Where will I go? Just it saw this way and this way. In that lake, by the will of the Lord, at that time very near, there's a beautiful lotus. And the elephant took it out, and then when the Lord came, just offered it. That's all. Even that it knew the etiquette, what to do. This is the story of and then the Raja is asking, what has happened in the previous birth? Who is he? Then he says, in the previous birth he was called Indradyumna. He was a king. He was always doing puja. So, and he was Sayekada Radhana Kala Atman Grihita Manuvrata Ishwaram Harim. He had taken Manuvrata. He doesn't talk to anybody. Then, a great Maharshi, he came there. Now, as he is doing the puja of the Lord, she said, why should I? So he never got her. The Maharshi was highly annoyed. You are sitting like an elephant. Even when I came, you never bothered to get up even. You never bothered to greet me. Become an elephant. He got the shapa, and that is why he became the elephant in this birth. But he got back the prayer from the previous birth. It was helping. That's all. So when you do some prayers in this birth, even if you don't get anything in this birth, be sure that one day in the next birth, it will help you in time of crisis. Now the next one is again another story. It is called Amrita Mantha. See, what is this story? Amrita Mantha. Our we concerned, Devas went and they churned the ocean and they got Amrit and the Devas ate. Then how does it affect you? Does it give you anything for doing your practice, for your sadhana purpose? Absolutely nothing it looks. But the entire Amrita Mantra, it is the process of meditation. The entire process of meditation is being given an allegoric form. And I will tell you about it when it comes. The Indra finds himself beaten by King Bali, who was in charge of all the demons now. He is the grandson of Prahlada. Prahlada's son was Virochana and Virochana's son was Bali. And Indra didn't know what to do. He goes to Lord Narayana or Hari and tells him, Lord, the Asuras have got Shukracharya. He knows Sanjeevani Vidya. So whoever dies by the help of this mantra, he again rejuvenates them and they come alive. But we don't have such people here. So what shall we do? Our devatas are dying. Then we'll get extinguished. There'll be no more. We become extinct. We'll all become extinct. The Lord said, look here, in time of need, you should be able to make a compromise of peace, a treaty of peace with the enemies. Because you have to get amrita, the nectar, by eating which you will become immortal. Nobody can kill you. But it's a big process. The entire ocean of milk in which I am always lying down, that has to be churned. And from inside, finally, you will get that amrit, that nectar, or what is called ambrosia. So for that purpose, you require the help and the cooperation of all the demons. Unless all of you join together, you can't do it. So go and talk to him, tell him about this, and take his help also. And then you begin to churn this ocean. He goes to Bali, he talks to him, Bali finds it very reasonable, then he agrees to come and help him. So all the demons go. And there should be a churning rod. We call it mathani. A churning rod is required. Where to go? Such a big ocean. You can't do ordinary rods. So there is a great mountain called Mandara Mountain. Lord says, go and bring it and put it in the ocean. And that will be the. And go and ask Vasuki, the king of serpents. And one is the king of serpents, another is the king of Nagas. That's also like serpent, but they have got some semi-divine qualities, these Nagas. The in charge of them was Vasuki. Normal, simple serpents, their in charge was Tatraka, who is going to bite this king, Parikshit. So this Vasuki is to be brought. So they all go, they try to get the Mandara Mountain. And when they all carried, barely for 5 minutes, it just fell down with a number of demons and these gods underneath. They were all crushed and smashed. They were unable to further bring that Mandara. Then again they pray to the Lord. At every step you have to pray to him. At every step you have to pray to him. Otherwise we cannot succeed. Neither in this worldly success, neither in this worldly success, nor in success in your spiritual goal, in getting your spiritual goal. Then again the Lord comes along with his Garuda, with one hand, just like a play, he takes the Mandara, goes there, puts it in the ocean. Now it is there, they go and bring the Vasuki. And now, and now they told the Vasukis that head side we the devatas will catch hold and you catch hold of the tail side and then we'll stop. They said, tail? Tail is something bad, it is an amangal. We will not go, we will come to the head side. Okay. So the demons are given the head side. And these people went to the other side. Now, they began to churn the entire ocean. How? From that ocean, various good things came. The apsaras came. One divine horse called Ucheshravas came. A divine elephant called Airavat, which Indra took away, it came. Kamadhenu, a cow which can give anything that people want, it came. And lastly, Lakshmi comes. Lakshmi has got 8 aspects. She is called Ashtalakshmi. Virya Lakshmi, Vijaya Lakshmi, Santan Lakshmi, like that, including Moksha Lakshmi. She has got 8 aspects. In Chennai, there are temples for all the 8 Lakshmis. The beauty is, in such a big book, the birth of Lakshmi comes, of Ashtalakshmi comes, in the 8th skandha, in the 8th chapter, as the 8th shloka. See, you can't put it by yourself. That's why it is called divine. That's all. It automatically came. That's all. Now these things we'll see tomorrow. With this we'll stop. Hari Om Narayana. Again, Vachamasendriyavamchatmanavamadesubhava. Karomi yajya sakalam parasmai narayana yeja samarpayami. Narayana yeja samarpayami. सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्।